This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Right then, let's look at the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on the healthcare sector, in particular health insurance and premiums here in the UAE. Joining us on the line now is the head of employee benefits at insurancemarket.ae, Amir Hussain. Amir, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Richard. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about health insurance premiums since March, since this all blew up. What has happened to health insurance? Have they risen, fallen, or stayed about the same?
Well, since March, they have stayed about the same. It's something that we are watching and seeing what will happen with the actual premiums. The reason why we've not seen a substantial change or any sort of shift in the pricing is because of the way that the pandemic has actually affected the way claims are happening. So we've seen a rise in inpatient claims. So we've seen hospitalization for people that have got COVID. And this hospitalization has cost, anything from 40,000 dirhams. I've seen claims of up to 300,000 dirhams. On the flip side of that, we're seeing people avoid hospitals if they can. So outpatient claims for things like, ENT, dental, pediatrics, have gone down from 60% to 90%, depending on facilities. So it's a trade-off. The majority of the claims that would have happened, so we've got maybe 1% of the population that are incurring hospitalization claims, inpatient claims, but we've got 99% of the population that are now not making outpatient claims. They're not going to visit a clinic or a hospital. They're avoiding it out of fear, if you like, and using services like telemedicine to get the consultations for the treatment that they need.
Emma, what about elective and semi-elective surgery? I mean, much has been made around the world about other procedures that have been put off because of COVID. Is this something that you've noticed here?
It is, definitely. I mean, I think the government gave a push on this as well to say that elective surgeries should be stopped. And they were. Most hospitals stopped giving elective surgeries. Surgeries that happened were for emergency for reasons. And so we saw a big drop in claims in that respect as well.
Are you expecting then to see a glut as everyone suddenly gets the stuff done that they haven't done in the next, 6 to 12 months?
We did see a slight peak at the start of April, May, June, sorry, at the start of June when restrictions were eased slightly. So people were taking the treatment that they had been waiting for. Like I said, I think it's still it's too early to say, but that is the perception that, yes, people have been putting off treatments and we will see this come through later in the year.
We've had a message in, Amir, from a Business Breakfast listener who's asked me not to read out her name, but she says this: I have had COVID-19 and have recovered. I was asymptomatic, okay, but since then, the insurance premiums I am being quoted have gone up threefold. Have you experienced anything like that? And what advice can you give to our listener who is facing vastly increased quotes for health insurance?
So again, I can't comment on a case-by-case basis. Different insurers are handling this in different ways. It depends on who they were actually insured with. The reason being that the pandemics are generally an exclusion on most health insurance policies. Again, the government took the initiative in the UAE and said, or in Dubai, and said that insurers had to cover any COVID-related claims. The issue is that the insurers don't have reinsurance support to cover these claims, and it's something that they have to bear, the risk of it, that the exposure is on them. So depending on the actual makeup of, the book of that insurer, it will reflect differently in the way that they price. So some insurers will probably offset it. Some insurers will not price for it. Others but are heavily exposed to it and don't have the reinsurance support that they should have, are going to have to price for it. So it's, like I said, it's too early for us to tell how prices will change. And it's something that we're going to wait and watch and see what happens.
And a quick follow-up on this. So if I'm going on to an aggregator site like insurancemarket.ae, yours or others like it, if I'm applying for health insurance, is there going to be a question, have you ever been diagnosed with COVID-19? And if so, is that impacting the number that comes out at the end with the quote?
It is, yes. So, I mean, an aggregator site would be a site that you go onto that then would churn out quotes. We don't do that. We reach out to everybody that comes onto our website and expresses an interest in health insurance, for example. We would call every single person back and talk them through the options that are available, go through any sort of medical conditions that they may have or have had, and then advise them on their exposure and the possible impact on pricing going forward. But yes, that is a question that insurers are building into the plans. And I'm seeing with the lower level plans, if I can call them that, I have seen instances where, you know, the annual limit is 150,000 dirhams, and somebody has gone in there, had COVID, recovered from COVID, and declared this, and the insurer has charged them 150,000 dirhams in premium because they are unsure of the long-term health implications of suffering from and recovering from COVID. So it's still too early for them to see what the long-term effects are, and some insurers are taking a very cautious approach on this and charging premium almost equivalent to the actual limit that they're giving to you for that benefit.
For those who have had it and recovered, that is fascinating.
It is. It's fascinating and it's very scary as well. Like I said to you, it varies from insurer to insurer. So some of the international insurers that had the support, that had cover for pandemics on their plans already, the behavior is slightly different from them and some of the low-level, local plans, if you want to call it that, that charge a very small premium, to cover you for things like pre-existing conditions. The behavior and or the pricing, the impact will be something that we have to see going forward.
Amir, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for your time. Amir Hussain, Head of Employee Benefits at insurancemarket.ae. Appreciate your very candid insights there.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.